Let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Third and final hour of the week. Actually, the 15th hour of the week. Third and final hour of the show, but final hour of the week. Okay. Make sure somebody would text in saying you're wrong. John, think about this for a second. At Ace Hardware, the outdoor living stuff, the lawn and garden stuff, paint and supplies and tools and storage organization and building supplies and hardware and home decor stuff and lighting and electrical and plumbing. I put in all new LED lights at my home with our recessed lighting. We have 19 recessed lights in our house. And is that how you say it, recessed lights? Is that what I'm talking about? The lights up in your ceiling? Anyway, got the LED stuff. They'll take care of all that stuff for you. Paint studio, they'll take care of all that. They're there for tips and advice. I my new line when I walk into Ace Hardware now is, hey, I know I sound like an idiot when I ask this, but I don't know the answer. So, and then I ask whatever question it is. All the lawn care stuff. Man, it's just a place to be. Think about Simpsonville Ace Hardware. If you're in that area, you're going to love it. 757-8312. Ben Duncan and the great folks there. Keep telling about the grills. That's my hangout area, man. I don't care. No matter if I go in for fertilizer, I go in for some nails and some screws, I go in to get anything else. I still got to go buy the cooking stuff.
Well, you have to.
The grill stuff.
You have to.
Look at the Traeger stuff. Look at the Big Green Eggs and the Weber's. All the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Ace Hardware. Simpsonville, South Carolina. 757-8312. Good people there. All right, let's do it. It is this week's edition of the Biggie Games of the week. Oh. Our listeners should know it by now. Every once in a while, we'll have new listeners. And John, those who don't know it, whenever we have a game that you will even skip time out with your girlfriend to watch.
I like this.
Yeah. Well, the big game of the week, man, what's it going to sound like?
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all
if
the
if there's a game out there that you have some medium interest in, you'll watch it. If it gets out of hand, you might turn it, but you'll watch it. How about a game that, like, you might not start out watching, you find out on Twitter, somebody is trending, somebody said something about it, your buddies call you up, hey, are you watching this? No, did you have some medium interest in? And then how about a game like you wouldn't watch, man, no matter what happens. You're not going to watch it. I love it. You ready?
Let's do this.
The fourth of 10 in the playoffs, we have Vegas. NASCAR heads to Vegas this weekend. Come on, buddy. NHL game 4, Lightning and Stars. Stanley Cup Finals. Good place, man. Good job. Awesome. All right, Major League Baseball. We are down now to the final weekend of the regular season. All the playoff spots, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Astros will... Who you be with? The Astros will wrap up things tonight. So we know the 8 teams, only 7 have clinched so far, but the Astros will clinch tonight. They need one win in the next 3 games, and then they'll be fine. Or the Angels need to lose one game. Their magic number is 1, in other words.
I don't care about the Astros.
In the National League, Braves have clinched, Cubs have clinched, Dodgers have clinched, Padres have clinched. It's the final weekend. Marlins are going to clinch. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it looks like Cardinals, Reds, and then right now, Phillies or Giants. It's going to be an interesting weekend in Major League Baseball, finding out who our 16 playoff teams are.
Joining the Quackenbush bandwagon, go Reds.
Oh.
Because with my team, I'm already on to opening day.
NBA conference quarterfinals, Heat up and Lakers up.
The Miami Heat have been so much fun to watch.
Just told you, PGA Tour is down in the Dominican this weekend.
It's tough at the weekend after a major.
Yeah, it is. That's a great point. NFL, watched a little bit of it last night, not a lot of it. You ready? NFL, Bears-Falcons, these are the 1 o'clock games, Sunday. Rams and Bills, 2-2-0 teams. Bills Mafia.
It's going to be a great game.
See what I did there?
I like this.
The artist formerly known as the Redskins against the Browns. Titans and Vikings. I love this game right here. Raiders. The Raiders and the Patriots. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? Niners and Giants.
Sorry, Zach.
Couple teams look for the first win. Bengals and Eagles.
And Joe Burrow could get his first win this weekend. And the Eagles could be 0-3.
Deshaun Watson heads up to Pittsburgh, Steel City. Why blow up
my
spot?
Because we both got hot. My favorite quarterback against my favorite team.
4 o'clock games on Sunday. Jets, Colts. Panthers, Chargers.
Be interesting to see. I want to see Justin Herbert play again.
Bucks and Broncos.
Blake Bortles is back.
Lions and Cardinals.
Arizona's so much fun to watch.
Got a little Dallas and Seattle. Sunday night game. Packers down in the Superdome against the Saints. I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Monday night, big game. Chiefs and Ravens. These fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? And finally, my friend, some college football. Tonight, Rick Stockstill. Who you be with? Middle Tennessee State and Texas San Antonio. So what you have tonight is MTSU against UTSA.
It's going to be an ugly football game.
8 o'clock, CBS Sports Network. Nooners tomorrow.
All right.
ESPN. Florida at the Grove and Lane Kiffin. Forget the telly. Land shark. Go to the crib and watch a movie in the ESPN 2 noon tomorrow, Georgia Southern and Lafayette. ESPN U tomorrow noon, Georgia State and Charlotte. Fox Sports Net tomorrow noon, Georgia Tech at Syracuse. Fox has a game at noon tomorrow, Kansas State and Oklahoma.
That one's going to get ugly.
How about the greatest line of scrimmage in the history of football? Kentucky at Auburn. With no War Eagle in the stands. ACC Network at noon tomorrow. Louisville, Pittsburgh. Louisville needs to come back. Pittsburgh, this is offense versus defense, buddy.
Big game here.
Louisville's offense, Pittsburgh's defense. Central Florida goes to East Carolina. ABC at noon. You, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be pretty, but I'm excited to see him and Daddy Ficklin.
I need some more gold britches. I need some more gold in the uniforms. I like the purple. I need some gold in there. Take some black out, put some gold back in
there.
The
gold pants, when they put the gold face mask on the purple helmet,
good
look.
Do it. I have 1:30 tomorrow, Fox Sports 1, Iowa State, TCU. A couple overrated coaches in that one. Army Cincinnati 3:30 ESPN, maybe the game of the day. Music lasting, but I just can't quit because defending national champions LSU against the Pirate Mike Leach, Mississippi State 3:30 CBS.
Looking at Mississippi State to cover that spread, maybe even pull the upset.
Fox at 3:30 tomorrow, Texas Tech's terrible,
awful.
A lot of alliterations for an announcer. 3:30 ESPN 2, UTEP, Louisiana Monroe. Oof. 3:30 ABC, West Virginia, Oklahoma State.
See what Oklahoma State can do in a bounce back.
We hadn't seen Virginia yet. They open up tomorrow home against Duke, 4 o'clock ACC Network, then come to Death Valley next Saturday night. Yes, sir. Dogs and Hogs. 4 o'clock, SEC Network.
I'm ready to see what this Georgia offense looks like and be told on Monday morning how great they are.
So, you're telling me you like the D-A-W-G-S over the H-A-W-G-S.
Yes, even though spelling will be difficult in that matchup.
The Dogs and the Hogs.
Yes, sir.
Fox Sports Net, Texas Tech, Boston College, 6 o'clock. Boston College trying to go 2-0. Bama at Columbia, Missouri, that is. 7 o'clock ESPN. Hey. That's the first Eli game.
It is.
Is Eli, is he 30 years old or is he 60 years old? I can't tell. Florida State, Miami, 7:30 ABC.
Boy, is this game lost some luster. I think Miami rolls big.
Kansas and Baylor, ESPNU, 7:30. You know what you're not watching tomorrow?
What's that?
Houston play. Vanderbilt, A&M, 7:30. SEC Network, Vanderbilt's over-under for their team score 7.5, and people are going under. NC State, Virginia Tech, 8 o'clock, ACC Network.
I want to see if Dave Doran can do it again. If they can run the football well again. Be interesting to see.
Troy, BYU. All right. Got one for you here. We're going to throw you a little curveball here. I need to know, tomorrow night, your level of interest, 7:30, SEC Network, good old Rocky Top, coming down to Columbia. The Boom Bus.
Which, where is it? We don't even need Spurs, Mickey. You don't need them.
Tell you what, it ain't going to be a good Monday morning for one of these two teams.
Regardless, it's going to be a great Monday morning for us.
Because on Monday morning, you're going to go, you lost to Tennessee or you lost to South Carolina. Interesting text lines. Looking forward to this weekend, man. That's a good college football weekend. Can I just entice you with this a little bit?
Sure.
Next week, South Carolina, Florida at noon. Texas A&M, Alabama at 3:30. Auburn, Georgia at 7:30. Virginia, Clemson at 8.
What'd you say was at noon?
South Carolina at Florida. Need to take a break. I tell you what, let me get Lee in Greenwood before a break. He's been hanging on forever. Hey, Lee, thanks for hanging on so long, my friend. Hope you're getting ready for a great weekend.
I am, Mick, getting ready for some Friday night lights. My Abbeville Panthers back on the field tonight, so looking forward to that and ready for the weekend. I'm anxious to see if what's the over-under going to be on anybody who's going to put press on Spurs on that new Gamecock statue outside Williams-Brice.
Lee press on Spurs.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well solidify it. I mean, obviously, it's causing a lot of unrest down there. And a lot of pressure on Jeremy Pruitt to get an extension. Better not lay that egg tomorrow.
Yeah, how about that? They announced it before the season, 48 hours before a game, they announced he's got a two-year extension. I like the strategy. Who knows? Might pay off for you. But, boy, mark my words, if Tennessee loses this game, go on the Tennessee message boards on Saturday night and Sunday, and it'll be, we're in year three. We gave this guy a raise. He can't beat South Carolina. It's going to be the same thing.
Well, I'm anxious to see how they look because I do think the East is going to be a lot more competitive this year. I think with with them in Kentucky, and you know, still a lot of questions with Georgia offensively. So I'm anxious, but I'm like you, Mickey. I'm ready for the Army-Cincinnati game. I think that's going to be the sleeper game of the weekend.
Yeah, that's a game that I was – before the Big Ten and Pac-12 came back, there was a little bit of thought that that might have some college football playoff implications. Who knows? Who knows how the rest of the season works out, how COVID plays, how many games these teams play. But, boy, I think both these teams have kind of sent a message so far in the season. And now Central Florida still has a lot to say, too. But, man, Army and Cincinnati, these are – it's going to be an interesting game. Looking forward to that one.
All right, Mick. Well, I enjoyed the show as always, man. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to some good football as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Good luck to the Panthers tonight. That's the Abbeville Panthers. If you're not from Abbeville, it's Abbeville. If you're from Abbeville, it's Abbeville. So the Abbeville Panthers tonight. Hey, my friends over at the Phoenix Center want to talk to you and talk to parents about how to talk to your teens. You know, you want to do research. You want to make sure that you're armed with all the information. The Phoenix Center, this is what they do. Addiction treatment and rehabilitation. Their big thing right now is we're in the 100 deadliest days of the year when it comes to the effects, the teenage, underage drinking, and what all happens here. So I want to talk to the Phoenix Center. Get armed. They've got reports on underage drinking and what it means and how much it costs and the devastation and destruction that it causes. So as a parent, knowing when to talk to your children, how to talk to your children, remember, here's the good news for you. The bad news is you got a lot of negative influences out there. The good news for you is you're still the biggest influencer of your kids' lives. 864-467-3790. 864-467-3790. Let our friends at the Phoenix Center talk to you about underage drinking and how to arm yourself as a parent with that conversation and get the most out of that. We're going to take a break. John will come back, open up phone calls, texts, and tweets, much more right after this.
No road, no problem. Get to where you're going with a truck loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Prepare for the drive of your life with our low rates and easy application process. Set your budgets with our online auto loan calculator or get started right away on your application in Founders Online at foundersfcu.com/auto. On the move already and looking for a lower payment? Refinance with Founders and lock in your low rate today. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Nobody loves fall more than the Clemson Tiger, and there is no better place to be this fall than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel was built for Clemson alums by Clemson alums with killer views of Death Valley and Lake Hartwell from the patio. Plus, you can buy a condo and use it when you want, and we will rent it out when you don't. Come see it for yourself. Go to lakesidelodgeclemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Go Tigers.
This is an actual customer Google review about George Coleman Ford. Matt writes, best service I've ever experienced when buying a car. The sales associate and the rest of the George Coleman team treated me like family, never pressured me into any decisions, even gave me advice regarding my previous vehicle. I'm so thankful for George Coleman Ford and their team. I love my F-150. I'll be buying from them from here on out. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Your camper, RV, or boat is one of your biggest investments. When it's time to clean it, store it, service it, and fuel it back up for a new season of adventures, the experts at Take Cover Storage do it all for you. With state-of-the-art secure storage and convenient location in Seneca near several upstate lakes, Take Cover Storage does all the work for you, so you can spend more time with your friends and family, relaxing and making memories. Learn more online at TakeCoverBoatsAndRV.com or call at 864-608-9270.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Most artists agree, relaxation leads to inspiration. So sit back, relax, and take in the clear blue sky. Times like these call for your Blue Views Alto. That's right, our best vapor product yet is available in blue. Or choose from a palette of 7 bold colors, 3 smooth tastes, and 3 nicotine levels at Views.com. It's your vape, your way. Views, charge beyond. Underage sale prohibited. Website restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And where's a girl?
Did you hear that Engineer Sleep is doing to go into big boy beds now for your kids? Like you're moving them from the crib to the mattress?
Heard that.
Guess who's in the market? What great time in Engineered Sleep. Go ahead and knock one out of the park, Engineered Sleep. So we'll be getting in touch with our great friends over there and getting Drake a big boy bed. Can't wait for that. As you know what? He never slept in his crib anyway. Go get that thing on out of there. Hey, go by and see our great friends at Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. I love these guys. It's a family-owned business. And when you're thinking about, they've been doing this in their family like their grandfathers. We're doing this. Jay and David's Orders are friends of mine and guys I believe in. They had me in and showed me what they do and how they do it. To making a mattress, that's a high-skilled labor deal there. But Engineered Sleep wants you to know, if it comes to Twin or Twin XL or Full XL or Queen or King or Cali Queen, they'll make it for you. 627 Congaree Road. No middleman marking this thing up. It's not sitting around collecting dust. It's right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Let them make your bed. Let them make your split bed. If you and your loved one have different firmness preferences, they can split it for you. Think about Engineered Sleep. Love the folks. 627 Congaree Road. You're going to be satisfied. They're going to make it right if you aren't satisfied. EngineeredSleep.com. Let me get to some text line. By the way, my good friend Brad Hughes said, I have an Engineered Sleep mattress, got it this summer, and love it. That goes right along. I love getting texts from our listeners supporting all of our business partners here, and especially our business partners that support our business partners. I told you last week I got Eric Newton hooked up with Brad Hughes on something. Two great sponsors of the show, which is great. GT Will. I love GT Will. He's a great Georgia Tech fan, and I love fans that or fans, despite your team struggling. GT Will sends this in. Mickey, I don't like this Georgia Tech-Syracuse game. No way Tech covers 8. I think Syracuse may beat us. Hope I'm wrong. Love the show. GT Will, thanks for the compliment. But here's the deal. Fret not, my friend. Sleep good. Georgia Tech and Syracuse is an easy one for you. There is nothing to worry about here. Noon, Fox Sports 1 tomorrow. It is in the Carrier Dome. But here's a couple things for you. So far on this season, Syracuse's two quarterbacks or 46% completion percentage. In two games, they've thrown for a total of 254 yards. They're averaging 127 yards a game through the year. They've thrown one touchdown and two interceptions. They've been sacked 14 times. For minus 77 yards. So in their net passing game, they take a lot of rushing when they do that. Talk about 177 yards when on the passing game. Now, here's better news. In the running game through two games, Syracuse has 119 yards rushing.
Not good.
They're averaging less than 60 yards a game on the ground. Here's even better news. They have very few playmakers on the perimeter, and they have two quarterbacks that can't get the ball on the perimeter. And here's even the best news of it all, because up front, the offensive line is still bad.
Very bad.
Syracuse is improved on defense. But let me just give you some more of these numbers. Syracuse right now is averaging 8 points a game. This Dino Babers high-flying Syracuse offense against Pittsburgh had 10 first downs. 171 total yards of offense. Turned it over a couple times. Only had the ball for 25 minutes. Had 51 rushing yards on 34 attempts. He averaged 1.5 yard per rush. It wasn't a heck of a lot better when they put up six on North Carolina. And oh, by the way, North Carolina gave them the ball deep in their territory a few times, and they still couldn't convert in the end zone on it. They scored one touchdown in two games, had 202 yards of offense against North Carolina, 68 rushing yards on 35 carries, 1.9 a game. And neither game so far have the average 2 yards rushing or 2 yards per rush. This is one of the worst offenses in the country. And Georgia Tech, I thought you did really well. Part of the reason you're feeling down now about Georgia Tech game, GT, Will, is that you got blitzkrieg last week by Central Florida. But here's the great news for you. Central Florida will be one of the two best offenses you play all year long, Central Florida and Clemson. And so you won't face the one like that this week. Louisville's a good offense the following week. Boston College, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Miami, Duke, NC State. You won't face the offenses like you see in Central Florida and Clemson this year. So this week especially, this is a no-brainer, no way, no how. Unless the freshman quarterback Sims goes up there and lays an egg and turns it over, which he's done now. Let's be clear. He's done a little bit of that. He's thrown four picks in two games. But don't think that Syracuse is going to do anything against your defense. Now, your defense isn't against North Carolina or against Pittsburgh, but all you got to do, you know, if you score 17, if you score 21, you won the game. So Georgia Tech beats Syracuse. GT, Will, don't sweat this one. This is the easy week. Sweat next week against Louisville. Sweat the following week. Sweat the Clemson game. Sweat the Notre Dame game, whatever. But this week, no, man. No, you're good. You know, if you think about it, Georgia Tech this year, on their home schedule, you get Central Florida in town, Louisville in town, Clemson in town, Notre Dame, and Pittsburgh. You get five home games. Is that right? One, two, three, four. You get six home games. But five of the six are ranked. So it's a good time to have season tickets, including they're supposed to be the Notre Dame's game is supposed to be in the Dome. We're still playing in the Dome?
I think so. Halloween? I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen anything other. Either which way on that.
Anyway, it's a good time to have Georgia Tech tickets. You can call the ticket office to get those. Couple of notes here in this segment. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Miami beat Jacksonville last night, 31-13. Dolphins moved to 1-2 on the season. The stat we gave you in our first segment, in case you missed that, Ryan Fitzpatrick, quarterback at Miami, who's with his eighth team, he beat the Jaguars for the sixth time with a sixth different team.
That's so crazy.
I think that might be like an unbreakable record. As we move forward in the future, will we have a guy that starts at quarterback that will beat a team, beat somebody six different teams? I don't know if that's moving forward, if that's feasible.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I think there will always be journeyman quarterbacks in the league.
What's the one sports record you'll never see broken in your lifetime?
Cal Ripken's.
I agree with that. I have one better.
All right.
Johnny Vandermeer threw back-to-back no-hitters for the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we'll ever see that.
You won't see anybody throw three no-hitters. So that somebody throws back-to-back no-hitters is amazing, but that record won't be broken.
Yeah.
I doubt it'll ever be tied, but even then, if it's tied, it's tied. But nobody's going to throw three no-hitters in a row.
Right. Also, that'd be insane.
I always thought that was the most unbreakable of records. All right. I've been meaning to get to this. I saw this yesterday. Paul Strelow was talking about Penn State and in-state recruiting yesterday. And his point was that as good as Penn State is, and let's not forget that currently, let me make sure I'm right with saying this, currently Penn State in the coaches poll and in the AP poll, that there is, well, they're not even with this. Before in the preseason polls, beforehand, you know, they're highly thought of. Currently, they're not back in it yet, but they will be. But in looking at it, Penn State has nobody in the top nine in the state of Pennsylvania committed to them. And there's some good players in that top nine. Number 10 player, Lonnie White, is committed to them. Only one of the top 19 players in the state are committed to Penn State right now. The point through all this is that kids are going out of state more now than ever. The number one player in the state is Kyle McCord. The quarterback's going to Ohio State. Nolan Rucci, the offensive tackle, is going to Wisconsin. Pittsburgh gets Elliot Donald, who's kin to Donald, the great
Aaron Donald.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, the great defensive tackle there. Jeremiah Trotter's coming to Clemson. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to Ohio State. Naki Johnson's going to Pittsburgh. Elijah Judy was committed to Georgia.
You can't lose
two of the top eight, two top seven to Pitt.
You can't do that if you're James Franklin.
Elijah Judy was committed to Georgia. He backed out. So, and Tayshaun Johnson's undecided, and Derek Davis is undecided. Davis will decide between Penn State and Ohio State. A lot of people think Ohio State right now. But now, this is not unheard of in today's world. Who are the best teams in the country? You say Clemson. Right now, Clemson has only offered one person in the state of South Carolina. The other major point here is that the world is smaller. The elite teams are able to go out of their state and get more players.
Mm-hmm.
And so the old ad is that in-state recruiting was the most important part of what you do recruiting-wise. It's just not the case. And again, Clemson's only offered one. And he is not ranked in the top 20 of the players, according to Rivals.com. He's a baseball kid. He's going to play baseball and football. Will Taylor down at Dutch Fort. But Florida came in and got Justice Boone, the number one player in the state. It's not a very good year in the state of South Carolina. There's not a single four-star or five-star in South Carolina this year.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, no, I take that back. Number four player in the state rankings, Dawkins is a four-star. He's the only four-star, but in Rivals.com, he's number four player in the state where he got three stars ranked ahead of him. They're going to redo their rankings later on.
Sure.
Anyway, so with that said, let me look at some of the other states that are out there. I'll let you pick states you're interested in. Give me one here.
Florida.
In the state of Florida, the number one player, Mario Williams, committed to Oklahoma.
Okay.
James Williams, number two, to Miami. Number three is to Florida. Number four is to Alabama. Five is to Florida. Six to Alabama. Seven to Michigan. Eight to Miami. Nine to Tennessee. Ten to Alabama. You got to go down to number 11 for Florida State. Miami and Florida have a few in there, but Florida State so far, nobody in the top 10. But that's in-state. You know, Clemson's got number 14 and number 15. Florida State has one player in the state of Florida. According to Rivals.com now, what am I saying this? Make sure I'm right by saying this. I'm still searching. Florida State has one player in the top 70 in the state of Florida.
Ooh.
Top 69. Number 70 is committed to him.
Ooh.
So the
not
players,
good.
They're not doing it out of state a lot. Let me give you Georgia. Now, Georgia, we've told you what's happened to the state of Georgia in recent years is that, man, there's just five stars and four stars everywhere.
Everywhere.
Remember this? I told you that we don't have a single four or five star in the state of South Carolina right now.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Georgia, there's 27 four and five stars.
Wow.
There's 25 four stars and two five stars. Georgia has number two, Clemson or Southern Cal number 3, Clemson number 4, Georgia 5, Alabama 6, Georgia 8, Ohio State 10. Even then, Georgia has 3 of the top 15.
Right.
Kids are going out of state. So it's not alarming for Penn State to do all that. Let me give you a state of Alabama, where it used to be Alabama and Ohio were the two hardest states to go in. Right now, Alabama has number 6 and number 7 and number 6, 7 and 9 in the state. But Tennessee has 11, has 10, and 2. And the number one player in the state still undecided. Auburn now, this is interesting. Auburn has number 3 in Lee Hunter and number 4 in Goodwin, an all-purpose back. But those are the only two Auburn commitments in the top. Hold on. In the top 70 players in the state, Auburn has 2 of the top 70.
Wow.
But again, you're going out of state more now than ever.
One more state for you.
Okay.
Texter brought it up. North Carolina.
North Kakalaki. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first data I will give you. Well, it could come up here. The first data I will give you will be, here we go. The number 4 and 5 star players in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a 5-star. They have 14 4-stars in North Carolina.
Okay.
According to Rivals.com. Number 1, Will Shipley, Clemson. Number 2, Peyton Page, Clemson. Number 3, Pryor's going to Ohio State. 4, DeAndre Boykins, North Carolina. 5, North Carolina. 6, North Carolina. 7, Tennessee. 8, North Carolina. 9, North Carolina. 10, North Carolina.
Good for Mac Brown.
12, North Carolina. 11, NC State. 12, North Carolina. 13, North Carolina. 14, North Carolina.
Wow.
They've wrapped up the state, obviously. And it's a good year there, and they wrapped it up. But still at the top, top 3 are headed out of state.
Mm-hmm. And it's two of the top 3 are coming here.
Right. The other one going to Ohio State. But North Carolina's done a really good job in the state of North Carolina. I find all that stuff really interesting, though.
No, I do, too. It's very interesting to see the trends and then seeing how many top recruits are there per state every year.
The state of California, with all the schools that are in California, none of the top 9 are committed to a California school right now. Clemson has more top 9 players in the state of California than any California school right now. Bo Collins is number 3 in the state. Anyway, interesting stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. Paul Strela pointed that out about Penn State and Penn State recruiting there yesterday. All right, we're going to come back, wrap things up in the final segment of the show. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. Someone mentioned earlier, man, to do all this stuff in a 4-disc, you must be doing great. Mickey, I am. But the other part of it is that it's so affordable. When I tell people about Carolina Flooring Specialists, I get this all the time. They go, well, what's it going to cost me? And I go, I don't know how big your garage is. You know, it's based upon square footage. And so they'll come in and they'll look at your garage floor and they'll measure it. But, you know, that's a fluid number depending on how many square feet you have. I can tell you that pretty much what I hear across the board, besides the quality and the color and how proud people are, and when our listeners text in and when my friends call me about it when they do it, is one of the things I hear more times than not. Man, I thought it would have been more expensive than that. I thought it would have cost me more than that. It's very affordable. It is a fantastic, fantastic investment in your home. So awesome friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley today. No obligation phone call. He'll come by and give you a little estimate and show you what they do. 864-404-8158. 864-404-8158. Hoss asked on our text line, are you still a big fan of Dino Babers? I am. I just think Babers made a great mistake by not leaving Syracuse, and he can't recruit to Syracuse, and now his teams are in bad, bad shape. Final segment right after this.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark each Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Daniel at Seneca. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget, you can help choose our game each week by voting in our Friar Dixon poll. Just go to our website, WCCPFM.com, and make your voice heard.
Hey, Tiger fans. This year we celebrate the 125th season of Clemson football presented by LendingTree. You can be part of the celebration either in the stadium or at home. Visit ClemsonTigers.com/ 125 season today. While you're there, you can vote for the top 125 players and the top teams in Clemson football history. Additionally, there will be feature stories and other content as we recognize this historical milestone. It's the 125th season of Clemson football, presented by Lending Tree. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hurricane season is upon us, and winter weather is just around the corner. Don't let bad weather leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home hole standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you, give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Buy your Clemson face mask locally and head to the Clemson Fan Shop at ACD Sports in Easley for the largest selection of face masks in the upstate. At ACD Sports, you'll find other great Clemson items like caps, magnets, apparel, decals, clear bags, and more. And Tug and Michelle will be glad to help you with your custom screen printing and embroidery needs for work, schools, and teams. Order your Clemson gear online at clemsonfan.shop or stop by ACD Sports on Highway 123 in Easley by Chick-fil-A.
Hey y'all, former Clemson football player Hunter Renfro here. When I'm not on the field, I choose Onward Reserve to outfit my lifestyle. Whether it's dinner with my wife, a round of golf with my friends, a day on the water fishing, or game day in Clemson, I count on Onward Reserve to look my best. Swing by their new store in Clemson for game day apparel, accessories, and more at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson, and online at onwardreserve.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2020 has been a year of challenges, but we are a resilient bunch. Just like Bennett Equipment's lineup of Takeuchi products. Whether it's compact track loaders, excavators, or wheel loaders, we have the power, stamina, and experience to overcome any obstacle. Bennett has three convenient upstate locations in Piedmont, Spartanburg, and Seneca. Whether you're renting or buying, we have you covered. Visit us at BennettEquipment.net. We wish you all good health and success. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Created for adults 55 and over who seek to get the most out of life, Everland Clemson is a new community that fuses luxury and innovation with thoughtful design. Imagine a luxurious living environment free of maintenance and worries. Everland features five-star cuisine, a first-class spa and fitness center, tailored wellness programs, and plenty of space to spend time with family and friends. Visit everlandliving.com or call 499-8318 for more information. Everland of Clemson, 150 Pershing Avenue in Patrick Square.
Circumstances continue to drive uncertainties for families in our communities. One constant you can consider is the funding available for your student to attend college. Thanks to the South Carolina Workforce Industry Needs Scholarship, Tri-County students majoring in critical workforce areas like healthcare, manufacturing, computers, criminal justice, or early childhood may be eligible for a scholarship that pays $100 per credit hour. Learn more at tctc.edu/scwins.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Does that make me crazy?
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of a Friday. My friends at Patterson Tax Service, Donnie Patterson, Russell Patterson, joining all the great folks, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com. Last year we had a gentleman call in or text in and said, Mickey, I was about to lose my business. Instead, I went with the Patterson Tax Service. They helped me. They saved my business. I love it. This is a company that has the expertise to know what I don't know. Think about this, John. If you own a business right now and you spend 2 hours a week, that's not a lot on your bookkeeping payroll account. I've got a good friend of mine that goes in on Saturdays and does his bookkeeping. Does his payroll stuff. I'm like, man, when do you like to, and it takes him about 3 hours. I'm like, when do you like just to not have to do your payroll? Like, what would it cost? What's 3 hours of your family worth on a Saturday? He goes in on Saturday, every Saturday, and does payroll. He has to, unless he calls Patterson Tax Service. PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. A couple of quick things here. Let me get you, I have odds and ends for college football. Here are what Vegas says are the first coaches to be fired in the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the SEC. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dabo Swinney is 100-1 to be the first coach fired in the ACC. Brian Kelly, 33-1. Bronco Mendenhall, 25-1. Scott Satterfield, Jeff Heffley, and Dave Clawson, 20-1. Jeff Collins, 16-1. Mac Brown, 12-1. Cutcliffe, 12-1. Mac Brown, 14-1. Cutcliffe, 12-1. Norvell and Diaz, 10-1. Narduzzi and Fuente, 6-1. Dave Dorans, 2-1. Dino Babers is 8-5. Man, Babers misses his window.
He really did. And I hate it because I'm like you. I'm a big Dino Babers fan. But he should have gone out while he had the chance.
Whose house? Our house. Whose house? Our
house. Do you think he and his wife are having that conversation?
With their realtor.
Yeah.
Whose house? Well, it looks like it could be Tom and Jenny's house. They're coming by this afternoon.
They're putting in a low ball offer, though.
Can you clean up the place a little bit? Tom and Jenny are coming by.
I tell you, though, I think if he gets a shot as an offensive coordinator again somewhere after Syracuse, I think he's worth rolling the dice again if you're another school, particularly in a more fertile recruiting ground.
Love the guy. First Big 12 coach to be fired. Lincoln Riley, 28-1. Dave Aranda, 20-1. Matt Campbell, 14-1. Mike Gundy and Gary Patterson, 10-1. Clayman is 8-1 at Kansas State. Les Miles, 6-1. Neil Brown, 3-1. Matt Wells, 5-2. And they're terrible at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think he's gone, which is a shame because he'd had a good little run there at Utah State.
Tom Herman, 8-5.
Really? I could see it if things implode for Texas this year. I could see him being fired.
Really?
I could see the guy at Texas Tech for sure.
I think Texas Tech's a much better chance of getting fired than Tom Herman.
I just think the whole thing could implode for Tom
Herman. Oh, it could. But one thing I look at, too, is like NCAA stuff. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody who's gone on recruiting trips with Zach Smith for several years is not somebody I trust.
First Big Ten coach to be fired. Okay. Ryan Day, 100-1. James Franklin, 50-1. Shiano, 50-1. Mel Tucker, 33-1. P.J. Fleck, 25-1. Paul Chris, 20-1. Loxley at 14-1. Ferentz at 12-1. Jeff Brohm at 9-1. Tom Allen, 8-1. Fitzgerald and Harbaugh at 5-1. Scott Frost is 9-4. Lovie Smith, 2-1. And Lovie's done a good job.
I don't think Lovie Smith gets fired.
I don't either.
Even if they have a bad year this year, as good of a year as they had last year with pulling that upset against Wisconsin and going to a bowl game, you can't fire Lovie Smith.
I think you're going to have a hard time firing anybody.
Yeah, I think we see the smallest number of head coaches being fired this year that we've seen in a long time.
Well, you really got to screw it up to get fired in the COVID era.
And you really also have to have your finances in order to pull that off.
And who does that right now?
Yeah.
First SEC coach to be fired.
First which conference?
SEC.
Ah, okay.
Nick Saban, 100-1. Ed Orgeron, 50-1. I don't know. You got some chance. Kirby, 33-1 with Dan Mullen. Stoops and Eli Drinkwitz, 20-1.
If Kentucky were to fire Mark Stoops, I'd lose my mind.
I like the fact that I say Eli's name different every single time. Jimbo, 14-1. Leach, and Kiffin, both 10-1.
They won't get fired.
They're joined at the hip with everything they do. Yes, sir. 8-1. Malzahn, 5-1.
Arkansas can't fire him. The only guy who wanted that job in the first place.
Broken English at Tennessee, 3-1.
Well, he's not getting fired now. They just gave him an extension.
Derek Mason, 9-4. Will Muschamp, 2-1. I think Muschamp survives.
I think he survives, too. I think
you can fire the guy.
I think between finances, Ray Tanner knowing he's tied at the hip with him, so he doesn't want to, you know, unless they fire Ray Tanner. And then, obviously, you know, we've seen through several fans and things down there that they, a lot of people think they're going to keep him around until Gunnar Stockton shows up.
How long do you wait on a high school kid, though?
You don't.
That's part of it.
If your coach is inept at his job, you fire him and hire somebody who's good at the job.
Yeah.
And then hope that they can go Landshead quarterback.
We have a tweet from Chris who said, Biggie's the worst segment in the entire station. Sorry, it's the truth. The reason we do it, Chris, and we get good responses from most people, I'm sorry you don't like it. Different strokes, different folks. That's fine. I don't mind you not liking it. You had the right to do that, and I appreciate your voice and opinion there. But the reason we do it is to preview what's coming up on television this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's our very cute, pretty much brilliant way of saying, hey, here's what's on the tube this weekend. Here's
high interest, medium interest, low interest, no interest.
Yeah,
I think it's more fun than me saying, I have some interest.
Well, not just that. It's like, okay, here's what's on TV. It's a fun way to say the NHL's this weekend, the NBA's this weekend. You know, here's the times of games, college football, professional football. Here's what's on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of giving you a little. It's a guide through all of that. So anyway, we have just a couple other a little quick notes. The Pac-12, they're going to play 7 games in 7 weeks. They're going to start football in November. And play 7 games in 7 weeks. First of all, who are we kidding? That ain't going to happen.
No.
Second of all, what will it mean to the college football playoff? They're going to play, right?
It's not going to impact the college football playoff.
Let's say Oregon goes undefeated, 7-0, wins the Pac-12.
Okay.
Let's say that the SEC champion is in. Say Clemson goes undefeated, they're in. Let's say the Big Ten champion loses one game and plays 6 games.
So they're 5-1?
5-1.
They're not in.
Oklahoma, the Big 12 is in.
Yeah.
You're telling me that a 7-0 Oregon team isn't in?
I mean, maybe, but I think there needs to be more information there to make that kind of a call, but I mean, there's a chance. But my biggest takeaway with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten returning to play is they look down at everyone in the Southeast and the middle part of the country for saying we don't care about player safety, but let's cram 8 games in with no bye weeks or 7 games in with no bye weeks.
Yeah. Hey, did you see on our text line now getting all the people defending Biggie? They want to hear Biggie, Biggie, Biggie now. Biggie, Biggie, Biggie. Anyway, it's a little cute little thing out there. Texter said, what if Dino Babers gets fired, Tony Elliott gets a head job, and Dino becomes the OC at Clemson? Good fit? Question mark. I think that the next offensive coordinator at Clemson is Brandon Streeter.
I agree with you. I don't see Dabo going outside for the next OC.
I know. I knew Brandon when he was here as quarterback. I was friends with him here during his playing days.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got the 2 jobs he got before he came back – in the state of Virginia, he was still recruiting the area. And I can vividly remember I was on the chipping green at the Walker course, and I got a phone call. He said, hey, man, I'm just leaving Daniel High School. Want to stop by and see you where you at? I went, come on up. And we sat out there, man. We looked at the Blue Ridge Mountains over there, and mm-hmm. He's just like, man, I love this place.
Yeah.
I you knew he loved it when he was fighting back from all the injuries and one of the toughest people we've ever met in our lives for all that. But he's just, you know, we're talking about his kids and talking about his wife and how they're loving it and their offense. And they were having a lot of success. But he was like, man, you don't know what you guys have. This is so awesome. Well, no, we do know. But that was great. Keep up with.
Lived in Richmond and would nice. Go to some Richmond Spider games when he was the OC.
Yeah.
Those offenses were fun to watch.
Yeah, nice. No doubt about it. Hey, Brad, here's my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad. Here's a good hands at Allstate, 292-3001. Email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive Tennessee. You got to give Jamie Pruitt the extension beforehand. If he loses Saturday night, Watch what happens on VolQuest, their website, this weekend about why do we give this guy the extension. Hey, Skip the Music t-shirt is on. Two-minute drill, my friend. What do you have for me?
I said it yesterday, but I'll say it again today. High school football kicks off here on the Roar tonight at 7 o'clock. William Quackenbush, Donnell Clark on the call. Daniel at Seneca, 7 o'clock right after Road Rage with Walt Uptill. Be sure to turn in.
A little rivalry game there, right? Loving that. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton@ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it is my great friend, ericnewton.com. And he can certainly help you out in anything that you're looking for. Check out Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. Hey, quickly, my two-minute drill. There's a lot of great football games on tomorrow. Big boy football is back. Make no mistake about that. But just pay attention to Army and Cincinnati. That's an interesting football game that you and I have talked a little about this week. And I think that, you know, you never know how many teams are going to get in. I mean, games are people going to get in. And it could have some New Year's Day Six or some national championship stuff. So just pay attention, a little bit of attention to that one in your viewing day tomorrow. Hey, let me thank Scott Reimer, Josh Williams, Charles Pellets. Great job once again. John Height up next to my favorite people, John and Brad. Folks, have a wonderful weekend, but most importantly,